cool.
So, how's this tour been going? It's almost over.
This is the support run. We kicked off with right. a headlining run initially. So basically that started off in West Springfield over at Jack's, and we had
you had a full set. I remember. So yeah, the set was you did a lot more songs.
Yeah, and we started out with Meanwhile, Gamma Bomb, and Bottom of My Blood along with us, and it's. Taste of things to come, I guess. Yeah, right. And then we've had a great fucking time with Overico, man. These guys are so fucking awesome. Very good guys. Very just really cool, personable dudes. You know, Bobby especially is really really funny. We kind of poked a little fun with him tonight. You know, bring me the knife instead of bring me the knight. So you know, we had plastic knives and we did that whole thing. And just kind of had fun with it. But
what are the touring plans for Forbidden the rest of the year?
Well, basically we're going to close out the year with a headlining run. We finish this tomorrow night in Sayreville with Overkill, and then we have Drive Day, and we go to Montreal, then Toronto, and we're going to finish out across the Midwest into the Southwest, back to San Francisco, back home. So.
And after those dates, what else do you have planned?
After that, we've got two, call it Central California dates, upcoming January 7th and 8th. We're going to be in Fresno and then Sacramento. Following that, we are at the NAMM show. I was playing Black Guitar tonight that they saw.
Yep.
That's a Black Signature Series. It's basically the Signature 6 VC Rich Bitch coming out from me. So it's Steve Smythe. Signature model, I guess you can say. And it's going to be cool. So I'm debuting that at the NAMM show. Pretty excited about that. There's a 6 and a 7 string version of that coming out. So pretty
excited. For more information on that guitar, where do people go?
Yeah, go to bcrich.com. Go to stevesmythe.com for updates as I give them as well. But BC Rich will definitely have the newest version.
Okay.
Following that, we go on the 70,000 Tons of Metal cruise.
And, right.
It's going to be a whole slew of bands.
Didn't have one of those back in the day.
No, I know. Definitely. Yeah, it's crazy, man. So there's a lot going on with that. Definitely. A lot of bands I used to play with, apparently on the bill. I just heard that there's another former band of mine that was confirmed. I can't say it until they actually say it.
Oh, okay. They haven't announced it yet. Okay.
It's going to be a rock and roll party, man.
On a cruise. Who would have thought metal and cruises would go hand in hand? Certainly not back in the day.
Yeah.
But nowadays, speaking of back in the day, you know, when this is going to air on the radio, I'm going to be doing a thrash special.
Yeah.
Like 5 hours of nothing but thrash. So, talk about the old days versus the new days. What do you see when you look out on the stage? You know, you're standing on stage, you're playing to the kids, the old guys, the new guys. How does it differ from where you stand from back in the day to right now?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a great big mix of different ages, you know, definitely. But the support's there, and it's strong from the really young kids to you know, I guess people my age or whatnot.
Us old school people.
It's the energy's there, man. I mean, listening to Craig and Russ and Matt talk about this tonight, they were excited. They were like, dude, this is like Gilman Street in Berkeley. You know, they used to play there back in the day. I remember that, but that was a long time ago. It was very crazy mixed kind of club. They wouldn't serve alcohol like where you actually were. So you had to go to a different park to go do all that and then come back and enjoy the show, and all that stuff. Lots of punk bands. Broke the teeth there, definitely. So yeah, it was one of those kind of places.
How did Forbidden get on the Overkill tour? How did you guys get this slot?
Actually, I think what it was we were invited on. So, here we are.
Definitely. All tours should be that simple.
Yeah. I mean, it's always fortunate when you run into that kind of situation. None of us really knew them. They've been like an acquaintance here, acquaintance there, that kind of thing. So it's been really cool getting to know them, getting to tour with them, and watch them night after night, and learn, from those guys as well too. And, they've been doing this for 25 years straight. They never quit.
No, that's right.
And never stopped, always straight through. So there's something to be gained and expect it.
With Omega Wave, great record, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you.
Forsaken at the Gates, totally disappointed I didn't hear that tonight. I was yelling at all, like, Forsaken at the Gates, gotta hear that. Love that song, great song.
Yeah.
So, how do you put together a set list knowing that most of the guys like us are going to want to hear songs in the first two records?
It's especially hard the first to please record. Everybody.
And, you know, I mean, hey, there was Distortion and Green, which fewer people know about, but, you know, some of us have those records.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then you've got the new record, you know, so it's like, how do you choose songs?
Yeah, yeah. The main thing is we were given 45 minutes on this. When we get back to doing our headlining set, we're going to have 90 minutes, so it's a different thing, definitely. And we are playing the full gamut on the headlining round. So you are getting songs from Distortion and songs from Green. Granted, only one each,
right.
But for now. And hopefully that's going to change. I've been really trying to get these guys to kick a few more songs out.
Yeah.
Because I tell them all the time, I say, you know, there's guys out there that, you know, and gals that really want to hear that stuff. And they're like, oh, I don't know, you know. Yes, trust me on this one. It's going to be all good.
There are a few of us out there for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. But Omega Wave, I mean, it was. It's been kind of a trust me. We initially started off with like three songs from Forbidden Evil, three songs from Twisted, three songs from Omega Wave, and then we figured out, oh crap, our set list is running up, so we need to cut this back a little bit. Unfortunately, it had to be Forsaken at the Gates. Which I was kind of
talking
about because
I love
playing that song.
Any of the
so
songs
man.
That you guys play, if you cut one, it's like, which one you cut is tough.
It's
know?
Hard.
I mean, I didn't get Out of Body, Out of Mind, but, you know, it's like the Rise of Glass. Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Awesome,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Definitely.
So, was there any pressure from yourself, from the other guys in the band, knowing that, you know, Thrash has been on a bit of a... It's been riding a bit of a high for the last few years.
Yeah,
a lot of young bands playing it. Did you guys feel any pressure at all that we have to deliver an album that the old schoolers will like, while at the same time not living in the past?
Because I would never
mistake Omega Wave for an album from 1988.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, it's obviously rooted in the old school. So did you feel pressure to sort of kind of...
I would kind of put that from my own perspective. I mean, because ultimately it's Craig and Russ that kind of get the you know, the approval going and all that type of stuff. Also, I live quite a long distance away. I live in another country, so it's you know, been a long distance type of writing relationship, you could say. I've thrown a lot of riffs in there, arrangement ideas and such and things like that every time that we had a chance to get together, you know, before tours or whatnot. Then I would always kind of back. So, in that respect, there was mostly a conscious effort to just basically, we were feeling the metal.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it was all about. Let's make this shit heavy as fuck. You know what I mean? That was it. Hopefully you can bleep all that stuff out.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Not going to be a problem.
That was the ultimate goal. You know, just make this shit fucking heavy. Heavy as hell. And just don't hold back.
Is there any pressure from the label?
Not at all. Not at all.
So you had complete freedom. They didn't say,
they were really
try
supportive
to do this
of,
or try to
of the
like
band
that.
from the reunion back when Glenn was actually with them. And when things didn't work out with Glenn, that was when I got the call. And I was really happy to actually get the call as well, too. So it was really really cool thing.
Awesome show, man.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks.
Well, it made sense you joining the band. I mean, it made perfect sense to me, because obviously I know you from the other bands. And I'm thinking, it's like, you know, what is the chance of you focusing on solo records?
Funny you should say that. I mean, I've actually been doing something since, over the years, on off, really, but it's a project called the SNS project. It's an instrumental type of thing. It's off the beaten path. It's more progressive rock kind of stuff, and a lot of my metal influence, but a lot of stuff that you wouldn't really catch me doing in a metal band that I've never been a part
of. So it's the music inside you that's not fit for you as a band.
Yeah. You can find it at the SNSproject.com. I'll spell it. It's THEESSENESSPROJECT.com. Wow, I had to think about that one. Sorry. And that's basically, it's an album, a self-titled album that we released back in 2007. We're writing a follow-up to that now. I'm going to continue doing that. We do tour on that, but it's very selective as far as where we do actually tour with that. And we're hoping to branch that out. It's self-released through my own label. It's called Two Louder Music. So it's one louder than Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's kind of the the joke there. And I live in the UK now. I live in England, and I've got a new band over there that I actually pulled some ex-members of Biomechanical, Jamie and John, original guys from Biomechanical days, wrote and played on all three of the records from that band. I've got them. I've got the ex-mercenary singer from Denmark, Mikkel Sandager. excellent singer. Really kick-ass dude. And right now we're actually writing and completing a six-song EP. Thinking about turning it into a record, though, and then we're going to shop that and see what we can do.
Did you have more ideas, or are you just going to stop it?
Yeah, because actually we kind of ran into a snag, man. We were looking for a drummer, and we ended up finding a guy that agreed to do session work, but it didn't work out to do anything else. So he said, look, you know, I'll do the session work. This guy named Jason Bold from a band called Pitch Shifter.
Yeah.
So he's kind of doing session stuff now, and didn't really want to commit. So it's like, all right, well, you know, can you record with us? Then, you know, let's do that. And as it turns out, we've been kind of kicking ass in the songwriting department for like the last year and a half, and we've got another four. So he just got done with these six, and now we're gonna throw him another four, and hopefully turn this into a full on record.
We're a busy guy.
Definitely, really, really happy with the material too. It's more, it's definitely seven string based. It's more progressive, melodic type of stuff. Somebody out there is probably going to say, oh, well, it sounds kind of like Nevermore or whatever, but it's not like that.
No.
It's in the modern metal vein, you know. Forbidden's is my old school pleasure. Definitely. Being a part of this is great. It's definitely a different animal. This is where I get to do a little bit more stretching out, a lot more of my own songs. So it's a bit of a process.
Well, I know Megawave being a new album, and it's really thinking off in the distance, but
cool.
Has there been any talk of keeping the Forbidden Machine rolling along?
Oh, yeah.
Like, not stopping it touring.
Actually in the process of booking out touring behind this record for the next, call it, 17 months. We're already
it's all the way through 2011.
Definitely. Definitely, yeah. Yeah, we plan on going through 2012 for if we can get it that far. We've got offers all the way to the end of 2011. So we're looking towards 2012.
Has there been any talk about, well, once you're done touring, taking a break and then writing for another record? Or have you guys not even done
it? We're definitely talking about it, but it just depends on where it's all going. I know that Craig, you know, himself has to be motivated to be able to do that. And myself, I've got riffs, definitely, but it's, you know, it's a matter of if all these guys are down for writing another record together, then let's do it, you know, definitely. So, we'll see.
What's your favorite Forbidden song? Put you on the spot here.
Yeah, there's way too many. I always tell these guys,
how about on stage playing?
Right, okay, well, on stage playing, Chalice of Blood, awesome. That's a fun song.
He always gets the crowd going. The kids love it.
There's so many, though, dude. I mean, it's like, yeah, wow, that's a really hard one to pick. On the headlining set, we're doing songs like Infinite. Of course, we're doing Twisted as well. Those are, you know, they're fun. There's different grooves in every song that I just, you know, feed off of and get into it. Just want to become that one. You know what I mean? It's just, just kind of get into another mindset.
You ever get the urge to jump off stage and get in the pit? Are those days behind you? Or?
I think I got to be a little careful now, yeah. But,
I know.
Yeah, it is tempting, man, definitely.
It is tempting.